Authentic leaders have a commitment to detail, an opportunity for us to dot the I's and cross the T's and establish a creative, supportive environment where details are critically important. Thanks for listening. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. About 4:30 one morning, I'm checking into a hotel. I won't tell you the circumstances. Okay, I will. I was playing cards, and I was checking into a hotel in the Kansas City area. I had K-State gear on, and the gentleman in front of me is checking out. He's going to get a plane, to catch a plane in a few hours. And he sees my K-State gear, and he says, do you happen to know Coach Snyder? He's referring to Coach Bill Snyder, a legendary football coach and Hall of Fame recipient. And I said, yes, I know Coach. He said, I played for Coach Snyder at the University of Iowa. I said, oh, that must have been a tremendous experience. He said, actually, it was. I'll tell you a quick story, though. I was a sophomore, and we were getting ready to play Ohio State University. And during practice, I was a wide receiver, he said, and I was went out for a pass, and I caught the pass with my arms extended out. And Coach Snyder was our offensive coordinator at the time, and he stopped practice. He said, you caught the ball in the wrong position. You should have caught the ball closer to your body. The reason why that didn't happen is when you started the play, you were a half inch off the line from where we told you to stand. And that resulted in you not being able to make the catch where we want you to make the catch. But I responded, Coach, I made the catch. He said, no, that's not the point. I want you to catch it appropriately in the right spot. And it means starting an inch closer to the line than what you did. Well, I went ahead and he let me run that play three times where I caught the ball closer to my body because I started exactly where Coach Snyder asked me to start on the line and a half an inch closer. An hour later, we're in film study. And Coach has the entire team in the film room, and he stops the film session to show everyone how I had inappropriately started the play a half inch off the line, and it resulted in me catching the ball, but not in the appropriate manner, that it needed to be closer to my body. It was because of that detail. He ran that film three times in front of the whole team. Attention to detail. Absolutely important in terms of our ability to be successful. Well, I became an All-American at the University of Iowa because of the attention to detail that Coach had provided. But I also own my own plane and my own company. And I use that same kind of philosophy of attention to detail that Coach shared with me during my sophomore year when I thought catching the ball was all it needed to happen. But he taught me that it's important that the detail, the attention to detail, makes all the difference in the world. And I use that today in my ability to work with those around me to help them be successful. Think about the last time individuals that you work with or family members are commenting about a decision that you made. Oftentimes, it's not the decision but the process, how you came about that decision. And the process is critically important as we think about the decisions that we make. And paying attention to detail is part of a process of ensuring that we dot the I's and cross the T's, that it's just not the decision, it's how we make the decision that makes all the difference in the world.